Now let's go to Canberra. Our correspondent Kerri-Anne Walsh standing by. Kia ora, Kerri-Anne, how are you?
Good. Oh yes, good, great, full of beans.
Well, that's good because you're nearly at the finish line. You've nearly made it.
Yep. 6 long, arduous weeks, and tomorrow is polling day. Well, it's not really polling day. From more than 6 million, probably by the time polls open tomorrow, maybe even 7.5, 8 million people in Australia will have voted already at pre-polls, which is an astonishing figure. It's 3 times more than we've had in the past. It means one of 2 things. That people have made up their mind, they don't want to wait for any last-minute messages, or they're so sick to death of a long campaign they just want to get it over with. Now, we'll never know. But we can assume that there will be a bit of exit polling on reasons done. So let's just wait and see for that.
So talk us through some of the highs and lows of the campaign. Was the high point Scott Morrison tackling a schoolchild? I don't think I could watch that video enough.
I know. It was. Morrison likes to have his stunts everywhere he goes. His icing cakes, jumping into planes, you know, riding in the mining areas, you know, leaping into these enormous cabins and, you know, hurtling off down the hills. Playing soccer at a kid's game, his size, and trying to get to a ball that, you know, a little kid's in front of. Nah. I mean, even the kid who was wildly sought after afterwards said, look, you know, that should have been a penalty. it wasn't a great move. So, and then he proceeded to do some rapping live on air, this kid. So he was quite a character. And he took it all in good faith. But, I mean, elections should be about big policy ideas. They shouldn't be about stunts. And it kind of, to me, said everything about the nature of this campaign, being very, very light on vision and policy and heavy on stunts. And that's both sides of the coin, you know. And both sides have offered very little in terms of a vision for the future of Australia. No bold reforms, timidity on both sides. And it's reflected in the editorials this morning.
If we can talk briefly about a couple of other things. This court case about disenfranchising of possibly thousands of voters.
Okay, so Monique Ryan, who's the independent candidate in the seat of Kooyong in Victoria, which is the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's seat, and she's giving him a real run for his money. She says that it is not right that postal votes should have been closed off Wednesday, that those who are isolated due to COVID should be given every single opportunity they can to vote. Now, telephone voting is available. You do have to register for it. I think here there's a lack of education. I think a court case today, a minute to midnight before the election is probably not going. I don't know how it's going to go, obviously, but there are options available. They just haven't been advertised, and there are a lot of people who are screaming blue murder that they're not going to be able to vote. So let's just see how that plays out today.
Yeah, also, we need to talk about, you're saying you don't know how it's going to go. You don't know what the outcome of the election is going to be.
No.
Someone, or perhaps something, though, has predicted an Albanese win. Tell us about this.
Well, look, this is possibly the most accurate prediction you're going to get today. And it was some Speckles the Psychic Croc in the Northern Territory, only in the Northern Territory, of course. What happens is that, you know, they have 2 large photos of the leaders, Albanese and ScoMo, and a couple of big fat pieces of meat dangling off it, and the croc has to snap at one of them, and snapped at the old Albo. And if Albo gets eaten, that actually means he's going to win. So it's very Australian, really.
Do we know what the track record of Speckles the Psychic Croc is?
Speckles is quite accurate.
Oh.
The crocs up there are quite accurate. They know their mark. But look, you know, there was a handle on the end of it.
Thank you very much. Kerri-Anne Walsh there, our correspondent in Canberra.